I've played you about 200 different songs and tunes in the last 3 months, and I expect you'll agree that there's much interesting music up and down the country. Some of it played by men and women who really know how to handle their instruments and how to sing effectively, in spite of the fact that all of them, almost without exception, were entirely self-taught, and in most cases had made their instruments themselves. Well, practically all these natural musicians whose recordings I've played you had remained unrecognized, either by their own tribesmen beyond their immediate villages, or their own territory as a whole, until we went out into the country with our recording equipment, got them to sing for us, and later published their music on gramophone records. It was clear that thousands of good musicians were being entirely overlooked in this way. And then, as luck would have it, the African Music Society was asked by the Dr. Tom Osborne Memorial Foundation to assist them in the encouragement of the performance of music among Africans. Something, for example, which would give the greatest encouragement to genuine African composers to go on composing. Now, that was the question, and we had no doubt about the answer. A competition for the best recordings of African music every year. Last year, the 1952 awards were given to 8 quite remarkable musicians who were lucky enough to have had their compositions, their performances, recorded. The competition was such a success that the Tom Osborne Memorial doubled the awards this year, and the Society has chosen 20 examples of African recordings for the 1953 awards. 275 entries came in from all over Africa, and it wasn't at all easy to decide who deserved an Osborne Award and who should be passed over. And eventually we chose 20, 11 awards and 9 highly commended. And now I'm going to play you a few of them. They come from as far away as French West Africa, Nigeria, the Sudan, as well as all over Central Africa and the South.